You are listening to an MLGA Network podcast.
Look at this. It comes in this package. You can see the picture down here, maybe. This is the gun. It's not hard to put together. A little drill, hand drill at home. Doesn't take very long. Anyone can order it in the mail. Anyone can go from a gun kit to a gun in as little as 30 minutes.
You are listening to The Morning Drive with David, the best place to find the ranting and raving of a pissed off libertarian dad that you so desperately desire.
Hey everybody, and welcome to The Morning Drive. Now, I seem to be apologizing a lot for not putting out episodes. And apparently it's been a little over 2 months since I put one out. That got pointed out to me. So for all the people that still listen to the show, I do apologize. I used to be a lot more consistent than I am now. With work and family, and all these kids, I can make up all the excuses in the world, but I'm not going to. The fact is just that I haven't. And to ones that feel obliged, and I'm humbly honored, to the ones that monetarily support me, I apologize as well. I don't know why people want to financially support me, but I'm more than happy that they do. And I feel that they haven't been getting the value out of me that they have been giving me. So I'm going to try to do better. I did record an episode, and I might keep that and post it on later or something, I don't know. But I'm just going to post this one first, because I had a lot of editing to do to that last episode. Actually, no, I'm not going to post that episode. I'm just going to try to recap it in this episode, because I had something come up that I wanted to talk about. And if you wait till the very end, I have a lovely surprise. It's something that warms my heart as a story. But, so a lot of things have happened since the last time you've heard from me. Or since the last time that I've had the privilege of speaking to you. If you're hearing this right after I post it, then I hope you have a happy Easter. And if you're listening this after Easter, then I hope you had a very blessed Easter. Let's go through some of the topics that's been going on, because our news cycle has been having a little bit of ADD lately. And every 3 days it changes the topic. So let's go ahead. Let's see. I know coronavirus gave way a little bit to the Ukraine war, Ukraine invasion, which I have my thoughts on all that. I just, you know, I'm gonna blow by it. Then Ukraine happened, and all of a sudden Will Smith happened. Who was ever going to forget this?
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? that was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
All right, yeah, that happened. I think, yeah, it was a little overboard. I mean, I put out a TikTok when it first happened saying it was nice to see a man standing up for his wife these days. And it was kind of refreshing. But in typical fashion, because that was toxic masculinity, blah, 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 blah. And then I started learning things about Will that I didn't know before about his marriage, on how the situation is there. And it wasn't that he was standing up for his wife. It was that he was doing his wife's bidding. And there is a difference. That relationship, and I hate using this word because it's overused, is that relationship seems toxic to me. Especially since, you know, not too long ago, she said this. So, I mean, maybe she should have told Will that. I don't know. But it just, I don't know. The stuff that's happening to him now. Oh, and then not too long ago, this clip came out, and I was like, what the shit? See, I mean, that's what that poor dude is dealing with. And I stitched that on a TikTok video and told him, hey, if he needs an extraction team, I'm in. You know what I'm saying? Because that poor dude needs help. I mean, this isn't the Fresh Prince that we all know and love. This poor man seems beaten. I don't know. But what I don't like is all the bad stuff happening to him, as far as I could care less about the Oscars. But when it came down to, you know, his career and how he makes his money. And just because he slapped Chris Rock, I mean, it's like even Chris said, no, I'm not pressing charges. Now, granted, if it would have been any normal schlub instead of, you know, a Hollywood elite, he would have been drug out of there in handcuffs. But that didn't happen because, well, it's Hollywood. And I was thinking at first, you know, maybe it was just all planned. That, you know, maybe they got a Bad Boys 2, 3, 4, 500 coming out, whatever number is up. And it's just not going to have Martin Lawrence anymore. It's going to have Chris Rock. But, and I thought it was all planned, kind of like the whole Eminem thing with Sacha Baron Cohen. But in 2009, MTV Music Awards, that was all staged. But, and it came out later that it was. So I thought maybe this was staged too, to draw some kind of, you know, ratings to that awards show, because nobody watched that shit no more. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm starting to think that maybe it wasn't that. Maybe it was a situation with where Will felt like his masculinity was being threatened or even questioned by Jada. So he felt he had to do something because he was laughing. He was laughing about it. And if anything, I hope this brings more awareness to men's issues. But moving on from that, since that, you know, kind of lost a little bit of gusto in the media, they came up with another super sub underground variant of some coronavirus shit. I don't know. I don't even pay attention to shit no more. So, and then one of the newest things is Joe Biden and his push for ghost guns. Now, for you that don't know and don't listen, anybody new to the show, welcome. This is what you get from me. Some of my past episodes have been a lot better, in my opinion, due to having somebody else on here besides just me. But, and those are great to listen to. But, I mean, welcome aboard. And I hope you stick around. But, and for some, so we got some new people. And for those that don't know what a ghost gun is, it is the term, stupid bullshit made up term, of a firearm that you assemble. Not that you just assemble, but that you kind of make. You can get 80% finished lower, and all you've got to do is machine it out and put all the trigger mechanism in there, the action, all that crap, and then buy the other parts and put it together, and you have a fully functional firearm. And there's no serial number, nothing like that. But there are rules along with having one of those. It's one, you can't sell it. From what I understand, this is, and if I'm wrong, then someone please message me on Instagram or you know, send me an email or something and let me know that I'm wrong. But as far as I know, you can't sell it. If you put a serial number on it and sell it, then you become a firearms manufacturer, which you have to get special license for and pay the Crown to do. But the only people that can possibly get your firearm to have it, to possess it, are your kids after you die. And I think that's about it. But the reason why they call them ghost guns is because there's no serial number, there's no paper trail, there's no nothing, which I don't see the problem in that at all. I think that's the way it should be. Nobody should know whether you got a firearm or not. I'm all about that. If we're going to say we need to live by the Second Amendment, then I'm a Second Amendment absolutist. And some people are, well, what do you mean by that? I think I should. Well, I tell you what, I kind of talked about it on an episode of a buddy's podcast. His name is Casey Carden. We've known each other since we were kids. When I say kids, I mean like his mama and my mama were friends, and we were like way early elementary school. Me and his brother were in kindergarten together. So, I mean, that's how long we've been friends. We've been a part of our lives for a long time. And he has a podcast out there. You might have heard me talk about it before, called The Grind with Casey Carden. And it's a nice episode. It's a nice show. I mean, it's just kind of like this, kind of, except it's usually got, the first few episodes I know are mainly just him, and then he brought on a couple of regulars, and they kind of hang out, and then he brings on guests. You need to go check him out. I'll put a link to his show in the show description. But I was on a show a while back, and I was kind of sleepy, and I was kind of irritable and tired because I'd worked the night before, but I think we had a pretty good time, and I want to do it again. But this is a little piece of that episode. When it came to weapons of war, that's when I start flipping people's lids, is whenever the left be like, well, we don't need weapons of war. And then I hear somebody on the right say, well, that's not a weapon of war. I'm like, no, it is. And we should have it. That's why we have the Second Amendment. We're supposed to have the same level as our military so that we could fight a tyrannical government. That's why that was put there. I mean, our forefathers just got done booting out a tyrannical government. Yeah, so that's how I feel about the Second Amendment, or people's right to own firearms, is that, you know, I don't believe in any kind of restrictions. That's just me. Because people are going to do what they're going to do, whether the government tries to stop them or not. And the best way you can defend yourself or protect yourself against and the evil in this world is to prepare yourself for the evil in this world. Now, so go check him out. Go check out Casey. Now, the another story I want to talk about, the subway shoot. I don't know. Something seems awfully hinky to me. I mean, one, they didn't use all three of his names. He wasn't white. He didn't do a manifesto. He was obviously racist. I mean, apparently he had a lot of, you know, videos and posts on Facebook. He's clearly racist. But I don't know, man. The fact that he called himself in the FBI tip line, the fact that one of the camera that needed to be working rings, it echoes of Jeffrey Epstein. The fact that he used a Glock 17 9mm with high-capacity magazines, and there are reported he shot 33 times, which if anybody knows what 33 is about, you got me. But where are all my Glock guys at saying that Glocks never jam? I mean, Glocks are supposed to be known for not jamming. I mean, I've had a few jam on me, but I mean, that's like their thing. And I know firearm maintenance is the key to a lot of how our firearm performs, but I don't know. That whole thing, it's unfolding. I just wanted to put that out there. So mainly for me, I'm keeping my eye on it. But the one thing I wanted to talk about, that the feel good, the heartwarming story, and I'm glad you stuck around to the end, was a couple of years ago, I did an episode number 105. It was the Smorgasbord Shit Show Clusterfuck episode. I think that's the name I titled it. I'll post the link to it too. Just in case you want to hear it. I had 15 people on one episode. It was absolutely insane. And somehow we seem to regulate ourselves somewhat to where it wasn't so chaotic. But it was a beautiful episode. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I would love to have a repeat, but no, something special happened that night. And I don't think anybody noticed it. I didn't notice it. I don't think they noticed it. I had two guests on that show, and a lot of them were from like different podcasts. Never met each other, never talked to each other, probably didn't follow each other on Instagram. But two of the people that I had on there were Miss Lawless and November Whiskey. And they were both from different podcasts. Well, she informed me later on that they were dating. And then she informed me that he proposed to her. So it warms my heart and makes me feel a little honored that I had a little something to do with that. And I just want to congratulate those two crazy kids. I love them. They're great. I love most everybody that I come encounter with. But I know I've had a few chats with a few people that have come to me by way of this show. And those are friendships that I'm glad I have. And they're thoroughly cherished. But anyway, and you know who you are. I mean, there's my boy out there, Fred. There's 33 Influencers. There's, of course, all the other podcasters, you know. You got Miss Lawless. Think, Change, Repeat. I mean, you know, everybody out with the MLGA. Y'all know who you're talking about. I can't name them all. I could, but I don't want to make this episode that damn long. So if you think I'm talking about you, you know I am. So, yeah, I just want to come on here and share that. So I'm very happy about that. And just to offer my services, I am a 100% certified minister with the Universal Life Church online. If you want my services. And of course they will be free of charge. You just have to pay for me and my family of nine to get to you. Anyway, but unless you live, of course, within a reasonable driving distance, like anywhere in Tennessee and Alabama and maybe Kentucky and Georgia. But and make sure with your state that they accept the Universal Life Church. If not, they suck, so just get married in another state. Anyway, I'm gonna get up off of here, and I wanted to just give a huge shout out to Miss Lawless and November Whiskey, and with a huge thank you from your old Uncle Dave. And anyway, I'll let y'all later. All right, bye.